Party. Here are today's contestants. A neurologist originally from the Bronx, New York, Barbara Geiser. A medical writer originally from Astoria, New York, Michael Zanettis. And our returning champion, a story analyst originally from Williamstown, New Jersey, Kevin Walsh, whose two-day cash winnings total $42,900. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny Gilbert. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. Well, we have now had 4 weeks of original programming following that interruption due to COVID-19. And I've got the feeling that our games have regained that traditional Jeopardy rhythm. It's due to the contestants and due to the material. Let's see if we can keep it going today with Barbara, Michael, and Kevin. Good luck. Here we go. Now let's take a look at the categories. First off, their bar or bat mitzvah. Next, Franz. Behind the voices, eight-letter words. We'll deal with furniture and finally, colorful lit. Kevin, you get to start us.
Eight-letter words for 200.
Once it meant a young knight. Today it means an unmarried man. Michael.
What is bachelor?
That's the word.
Keep going. Eight-letter words, 400.
It can mean reactions to an idea or distortion caused by a loop in a sound system. Michael.
What is feedback?
Good.
Eight-letter words, 600.
Verb meaning to raise a body in the air and keep it afloat as if by magic. Kevin.
What is levitate?
That's it.
Eight-letter words for 800.
A large army unit made up of brigades and regiments. Barbara.
What is battalion?
No. Kevin.
What is platoon?
No. Correct response, what is division? Back to you, Kevin.
Eight-letter words for 1,000.
An orthodontist may fit you with this external component of braces that sometimes comes with a chin strap. Michael.
What is a retainer?
No. Kevin.
What is headgear?
Headgear, that's it.
France for 200.
This should be familiar. The French tricolor flag, flown since 1830, features these three colors. Michael.
What is red, white, and blue?
Good.
France for 400.
Answer. Daily double. You can risk up to 1,000.
I'm going to risk my lucky number in an early stage, so 854.
854?
Yeah.
A most interesting weight.
Yeah.
Here is the clue for you.
Yeah.
Officially celebrated since 1880, festivities for it include a parade from the Arc de Triomphe to the Place de la Concorde.
What is the French Revolution?
No.
Oh.
What is Bastille Day?
Oh, of course, yeah.
What is Bastille Day? So you're at negative 1,054.
Okay, France for 600, please.
Don't miss the tiny railway in France's national park named for these mountains that border Spain. Kevin.
We're the Pyrenees.
Yes.
France for 800.
Your year in this region in the south of France might include passing through its lavender fields. Kevin.
What is Alsace?
No. Barbara.
What is Provence?
Yes, you just got yourself out of the hole.
Behind the voices, 200.
Before he was on This Is Us, actor Chris Sullivan said, guess what day it is, as this animal on Geico commercials. Kevin.
What is the gecko?
No.
Oh.
Barbara.
Who is the camel?
The camel, yes. Guess what day it is.
Behind the voices, 400.
Charles Martinet says, it's a me, the catchphrase of this video game character. Kevin.
Who's Mario?
Yeah.
Behind the voices, 600.
Pitchwoman Joyce Gordon also informed millions of telephone callers, the number you have reached is these four words. Barbara.
What is not currently in service?
No. Kevin.
What is no longer in service?
That's it. Barbara just misspoke a bit.
Behind the voices, 800.
Frank Sims tried to sound like a mix of Barry White and David Lee Roth when saying, oh yeah, in ads for this drink brand. Kevin?
It's Kool-Aid.
Yes.
Behind the voices, 1,000.
Actress and singer Marnie Nixon is known for dubbing this other actress's singing in West Side Story. Kevin?
Who is Natalie Wood?
Yep.
France for 1,000.
During the French Revolution, the royalists were the supporters of King Louis XVI and this dynasty.
Kevin?
What is the bourbon?
You are right. And with that, you go to 4,200, and you're the only player on the plus side. So you're feeling pretty good. We have to take a break, though. We will pause and come right back after this. Barbara Geiser is a neurologist originally from the Bronx. I don't want to talk about neurology. I want to talk about your hobby. You make your own bagels. I'm a big bagel fan. What's the secret?
The secret is boiling them and making them with love.
That's it?
Pretty easy. I'm a bagel snob. I'm from New York.
Okay, good for you. Michael Zanettis is also originally from New York. You and I have something in common. You were born in the month of July.
That's right.
And I was also.
Yeah.
Everybody in your family in the month?
All four of us. So my son, my daughter, and my wife. So all four of us are 4th of July. We're born in July. A lot of birthday cake in July in the fridge. Didn't do as well this year.
Yeah, a lot of celebration in the middle of the summer. Okay, good. Kevin Walsh is a story analyst. He's our champion. You've been scuba diving with sharks. Now, every year on television, of course, Shark Week becomes one of the things to watch. What was it like for you? Scary?
It was very scary until I saw the shark. This was not like a cage experience, right? It was just off the Barrier Reef, and so there are sharks in the water.
Yeah.
And the dive master tapped me and said, hey, look over there, a reef shark, maybe about 8 feet away. And it was just gorgeous and serene and so in its element. It was just awe-inspiring more than scary.
So you weren't frightened?
Not in that moment, no.
Okay. You're in command of the board right now, and as I mentioned earlier, you're the only one with money. Go ahead.
Colorful lit for 200.
Anne of these Gables. Kevin.
What is green?
That's the color.
Colorful lit for 400.
Marks the first appearance of Sherlock Holmes. A study in what? Kevin.
What is scarlet?
Yes.
600 for colorful lit.
By Eric Larson, about murder, magic, and madness at the fair. The devil in the this city. Michael.
Where's the white?
Yes.
Colorful lit, 800.
A children's classic. Harold and the what crayon? Kevin.
It was purple.
Yes.
Colorful lit for 1,000.
Forever in this, the fourth summer of the sisterhood. Forever in blue. Forever in blue. Kevin.
Their bar bat mitzvah for 200.
Brooklyn's Kingsway Jewish Center is where this future politician and Vermonter was bar mitzvahed in 1954. Michael?
Who's Bernie Sanders?
He's the one.
Bar mitzvah for 4.
At his 1954 bar mitzvah, he sang for 4 hours. Paul Simon was there and must have been impressed. Kevin?
Who is Art Garfunkel?
Yes.
Bat mitzvah for 600.
Long Island's Congregation Sons of Israel is where this future gay activist and San Franciscan was bar mitzvahed in 1943. Kevin.
Who was Milk?
Harvey Milk. Right.
Bat mitzvah for 800.
On December 3rd, 2019, she celebrated her 40th birthday. Her bat mitzvah and her new Netflix comedy special, Black Mitzvah. And her name is Tiffany Haddish. Back to you, Kevin.
Bat mitzvah for 1,000.
This future Facebook executive had a symbolic bat mitzvah twin, a girl in the Soviet Union, where Jews were oppressed. Barbara.
Who's Mark Zuckerberg?
No. Michael.
Who is Sandberg?
Yes, Sheryl Sandberg. It was bat mitzvah.
Less than furniture for 400.
Get it right. A podium is something you stand on. I sit at this, a seven-letter word for a reading desk. Kevin.
What is a lectern?
That's it.
Furniture for 6.
A song said this timepiece was too large for the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor. Barbara.
What is my grandfather's clock?
Right.
Furniture, 800.
The popular Boston style of this chair originated around 1830. And that would be a rocking chair. Barbara.
Furniture 200.
This low upholstered seat was introduced to Europe from an empire. Now it's used to mean a footstool. Michael.
Was an ottoman.
Right.
Furniture for 1,000.
Now synonymous with wardrobe, this type of cupboard was once used to store weapons. Barbara.
What's an armoire?
Hey, way to go. You got yourself out of the hole. You're going to go first in Double Jeopardy when we come back following this break.
Jeopardy! greatest of all time is here.
That's me.
Ken Jennings is back.
It's nice to be on this side of the board for a change.
Entire categories presented by the GOAT.
Clues about mountain goats.
How do you train for something like that?
I am suggesting they call them Kenegories.
Don't miss Ken Jennings.
This is going to be fun. For me, anyway. I'm the GOAT.
On Jeopardy.
It's the greatest of all time. And now I get to be a part of it.
Kevin, our champion, has won two games in a row in impressive fashion, but there's a lot of money in Double Jeopardy. Barbara, here are the categories for your selection. Festivals of Light, Ancient History, Anagrams of Each Other, two words in each correct response, Cats Entertainment, I'll turn it, Universe, good variety. Where do you start?
Cats Entertainment, 400, please.
Meowth is a feline one of these pocket monsters in games from Nintendo. Michael.
What's a Pokemon?
Yes.
Cats for 800.
GSN's Meow Mix, Think Like a Cat game show, had challenges like the fast and the this pun. Kevin.
What is furriest?
Furriest, you are right.
Anagrams of each other for 400, please.
An organ of sense and a long, distinct period of history. Kevin.
What is an ear and an era?
That's it.
Anagrams for 8.
A small, flat, portable computer and a fight between two armies. Kevin.
Well, what is a battle and a tablet?
Yes.
Anagrams for 1,200.
A person reaching you by phone and a place in a house to store wine. Barbara.
What is caller and seller?
Yes.
Festivals of Light, 400.
The lights seen here are part of the celebration of this holiday in Tel Aviv. Michael.
Where's Hanukkah?
Good.
Festivals of Light, 800.
This city comes alive at night during its yearly Vivid Light Festival. Kevin?
What is Sydney?
Sydney, yes.
Anagrams of each other for 16.
Answer. Daily double. And you maintain a healthy lead.
2,800, please.
All right. To hit the books and the condition of old books left unread for years.
What are study and dusty?
Oh, you got that quickly. Well done.
Anagrams for 2,000.
A performance by a single musician and a single newspaper piece. And the two words this time are article and recital. Kevin, go somewhere else.
Ancient history for 4.
From the Latin for sword comes this word for arena fighters of ancient Rome. Michael.
What are gladiators?
Yes.
Ancient history, 8.
In 279 BC, the Celts attacked this sacred site in Greece on the slope of Mount Parnassus. Should have seen that coming. Michael.
What is the Oracle of Delphi?
Delphi, yes.
Ancient history, 1200.
Ranging from about 2600 to 1000 BC, its three major kingdoms are termed the Old, the Middle, and the New. Kevin.
What is Egypt?
Right.
Ancient history, 16.
Darius III was the last king of the Achaemenid dynasty of this mighty empire. Michael.
Was the Persian?
Yes.
Ancient history, 2000.
It's the name for the pyramidal step temples of Babylon that may have inspired the story of the Tower of Babel. Barbara.
What are ziggurats?
Good.
Festivals of Light, 1200.
Thumbs up for this Chinese city's light festival featuring spectacular drone formations above the casinos. Michael.
Was it Macau?
Macau, yeah.
Festivals of Light, 1600.
At Frankfurt's Luminali Festival, a bridge over this river becomes a light show canvas. And Frankfurt is usually referred to as Frankfurt on the Main. Back to you, Michael.
Let's do Cats Entertainment, 1200.
Mike Myers' feline outfit for this film was partly made from yak hair. Kevin.
What is the Cat in the Hat?
Yes.
Universe for 400.
This communication method is the R in FRBs, bursts of energy from billions of light years away, now found to repeat in patterns. Kevin.
Was radio?
Radio, correct.
Universe for 8.
One of the smallest of these space peewees is Van Manen's star at roughly 10,000 miles in diameter. Michael.
Was it dwarf star?
Yes.
Universe 1200.
Answer there. The other daily double and a chance for you to narrow the gap.
I'll do 5,000.
Five? All right, here's the clue. To find this zodiac constellation, look for Spica, its brightest star. It marks the sheaf of wheat the maiden holds. Michael?
I'm sorry, what is Aquarius?
No, what is Virgo?
Oh, of course.
Reference to the maiden.
Universe 1600.
Amounting to five times the mass of regular visible matter, it was long theorized, but first directly detected in 2006. Kevin?
Is dark matter?
That's it.
Universe for 2000.
A Dyson hypothetical this six-letter structure is built around a star by an alien species and named for a late physicist. Kevin?
What is a sphere?
Correct.
Alternate 400.
The wheel is being turned to open this space. Kevin?
What is a vault?
Yep.
800 for alternate.
A novel by David Levitt is a real this, that's its title, about a job assisting a classical pianist. Barbara?
What is a page turner?
You are right. We have less than a minute now.
Alternate 1200.
Before the steering wheel caught on, American cars of the 1890s were steered by turning this device, like on a boat. Barbara?
What's a rudder?
No. Kevin?
What's a tiller?
Tiller, yes.
Alternate 1600.
Back in 1903, the great train robbery had this basic movie move, turning the camera from side to side. Michael?
Was a pan.
Yep.
Alternate 2000.
If your last name is Turner, chances are your ancestors shaped wood on this five-letter device. Kevin?
What's a lathe?
A lathe, that's right.
Cats Entertainment 1600.
This girl-powered supergroup gave us the album Doll Domination in 2008. Michael?
Were the Pussycat Dolls?
Yes. And with that, you wind up at 4,746. Barbara, 3,000, but the game. A very impressive once again by Kevin. Players, here comes your final Jeopardy, though. You're all going to participate and deal with world license plates. That sounds like fun, doesn't it? Or does it? We'll find out when we come back.
Closed captioning sponsored in part by...
Some parents say kids in the county are falling behind. Now, demands for a back-to-school plan. Fox 45 News Project Baltimore investigates who's stopping that from happening.
And why there are fears students are part of a political tug of war.
Tonight at 10.
Sketch your pumpkin design with one of these hyphenated markers so that you can remove any mistakes before cutting. What is a dry erase marker? Happy Geico Ween. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
Welcome back. I believe that for the very first time in 36 years of Jeopardy history, we have world license plates as a category in Final Jeopardy. Let's see how well it plays, players. Here is the clue. Around 2010, the state license plate for Michoacán, Mexico, featured these insects. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. And it featured these insects because they winter there. We'll come to you, Barbara, first. You were in third place with 3,000. And you wrote down, what are grasshoppers? Sorry, that'll cost you if you risked anything. And you did half of your total. So you dropped to 1,500. Let's go to Michael now. He has $4,746. And he looks a little puzzled. He wrote down, what are the cricket and the ant? Interesting, but wrong. It'll cost you something. 1711.
My kids' birthdays.
Your kids' birthday. All right. You're looks like you're going to finish in second place because Kevin could not be caught, of course. He's smiling. Why? He wrote down, what are cockroaches? No. What are monarch butterflies? The beautiful monarch butterflies. Did you lose a lot? Just 2,600. That gives you 20,000 today. And now a three-day total of $62,900. Well done. Great way to start the week, too. We'll see you tomorrow. And we'd love it if you would join us as well. Until then, so long, everybody.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO.
Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by Consumer Cellular, celebrating 25 years of low rates and award-winning service.
When it comes to wireless, why pay for more than you need? For as low as $20 a month, you can get talk, text, and data from Consumer Cellular with no contract and award-winning customer service. Switch today and get our 30-day risk-free guarantee. Call, go online, or find us at Target.
Mesothelioma, it's all we do. With 9 offices across the country, let us come meet with you. Call us at 1-800-289-7000.